Okay, good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on short notice. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue Simin Shin Lamed Daled, and today we are learning Si'ifim Chav Gimel, Chav Daled, and Chav Hey. This is page Kuf Ayin Ches, Amud Aleph. So says the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shin Lamed Daled, Si'if Chav Gimel. Talis Sha'achas Baha'or. If you have a talis that is on fire, Poshto Miskasa Baveinu Yotze, Veinu Choshishim Tichbe. You can unfold it and cover yourself with it, and you don't have to worry if that puts out the fire. V'yeshmi Sha'omer Sesarach. So he's scabbing the cock, but yesh misha omer that you can't have kavana to put out the fire. Says the Rama, muta lichbos ka'ara ala ner shalotechos bakora. You're also allowed to put a kli over a ner so that the ner doesn't light the beam of the house on fire. Torvay lelsim reshain zayin sifay. So let's see the Mishnah Brura. Poshta shalotia mukupele shaloyechos al yedezehu or bekula. When the garment is folded and it's already on fire, the whole thing will light on fire much more quickly, as opposed to if you unfold it and spread it out, then the fire won't spread as much. So Shleis Kavin Lekach, so even though that puts out the fire, it's okay as long as you don't have kavanah to do so. Humi divrei Tor. This is all from the Torah. Vayin b'taz shaber deratzalomer. The Taz explains what the Torah means. Shlo yiskavin b'pulasa lechabos mashul dekvar el shlo tizak yoser. What that means is that your kavanah should not be that you're going to put out that which is already on fire. Just that the fire should not extend. That nothing else should light on fire. Vim erush al yidezen nichbo or legamri einu choshesh. And if it happens to be that the fire gets extinguished completely, that's not your problem, because you weren't trying to put out the fire. However, lahalacha, it sounds from many of the achronim that even if your intention was to put out the fire, it's mutter. You're just not allowed to do extreme motions like waving it back and forth and waving your body back and forth in order to create a wind that will put out the fire. Because that would be an actual act of kibbuy, that cannot be described as only gram kibbuy. And God forbid, we cannot do actual kibbuy mamish. Rather, you put on the talus in a normal way. And the same is true with the Sefer Torah, that's on fire. You could spread it out and read from it. And if the fire goes out by doing that, by using it in its normal way, then that's not your problem. But you're certainly allowed to call a non-Jew to put out the fire. He says, if you want more information about putting a kli over in there so that the house doesn't burn on fire, you got to look back in Simrei Shain Zayin. That's where we discuss things in much greater detail. Let's say you have half a talus is on fire, so can I wet the other half of the talus so that the fire doesn't extend to that end of the talus, and when it does, the fire will go out when it reaches that part of the talus. So there are three opinions. The first yesh omrim is you may not put a liquid on the other half of the talus to extinguish the fire when it gets there. V'yesh omrim shemut alasus kei b'shar mashkim chutz min hamayim. Mishum kibus. The second opinion says, look, it's not a violation of being mechabe to do that, but it could be a violation of kibus when you wet a beged with water. So you need to use other beverages, not water. So you can do it, but you can't do it with water. And then a third opinion, v'yesh matir mafilu b'mayim, that some say you could even use water. V'divrei svar shein is nirim. The middle opinion is the one that seems to be the most compelling. Says the Mishum brua shein yachol sivkat nun zayin, tizafka lahafsik bekele melei mayim. The first opinion holds that it's a violation of kiboy to wet the other half of the talus, because even though we said when you have a fire that's spreading, you're allowed to fill up clay cheres that are full of water, so that when the fire gets there, the kelim will break and the water will come out and extinguish the fire. Yeah, that's okay, because that's a step removed. But over here, you're just pouring water on the beged. You're not putting water in a kli somewhere else. So that's why it's going to be more problematic. However, the second opinion said that it's mutter as long as you don't use mayim. Sviru dezelo chamir megram kibbuy b'yam deshari, because the second opinion holds that this is still only a gram kibbuy, because you're not dousing the flames with water. You're putting the water somewhere that the flame is not yet. And when the flame gets there, the water will put it out. But you can't use water on a garment, mishum kibus, the kaimelan shriyas habeged zehu kibuso, because we paskin soaking a beged is the kibus of the beged. Vayesh matirim sirilu d'lo shayich zel makam sheish tinu fodam avalo betalus naki. And the yesh matirim holds that it's not kibus, the third opinion holds that it's not kibus either, because the talus wasn't dirty to begin with. V'divrei svar v'chulei, but the mechaber paskin like the second opinion. Ayin lel simshin beisiv tesbir alocha dibra maskel sheish lav lichluch, mashik savnu b'zeh. And we already elaborated on this much earlier in a bir halacha. Okay, now siv chav hey, einu yehudi shabal lechabos ein tzarich limchos biado, aval katan shabal lechabos tzarich limchos biado. If a non-Jew comes to put out a fire, you do not have to stop him. But if a child comes to put out a fire, you do have to stop him. Siv katan samach aleph einu yehudi dein yehudi adait dinafshei kavid. We assume dein yehudi is working on his own. Vafili yodeh shenoch lali Yisrael, even though he knows that you approve of him putting out the fire, he's doing it for his own benefit because he knows he will not lose out. This is as opposed to when a guy turns on a light for you, where he's giving you some tangible positive benefit, meaning when he's removing something that's a nuisance to you. So then we could say the svar of adaita d'nafshei kavin, and that it's not considered that he's doing for you. So you're allowed to get hanah from it. But when he's doing something that's a tangible benefit to you, like lighting a fire for you, that you're not allowed to benefit from, even if you didn't ask him to do it. Even if he's your employee, we still assume he's doing adai to nafshei. Ein tzarich limchos biyado, so you don't have to stop him. If you see that he started putting out a fire, you can't say, oh, thank God, keep going. Yeah, just keep doing it. You're not allowed to encourage him to do it more, even though he initiated on his own. But if a child comes to be mechaba, even if he's below the age of chinuch, tzarich limchos, that you need to make a macha'a. Because a child doesn't have his own mind to make up his own mind. He's clearly doing it for you. He knows that this is good for you, and that's why he's doing it for you. And that's not okay. Because you are mitzuva on the shvisa of your children as well. Even if all this only melach shein tzrich l'gufa, and melach shein tzrich l'gufa is only in this drabanan, you still have to stop him. Vayin prima gada mash kaza b'ze. B'yado, ayin b'yis yosef d'afilim b'alachabuz leka sh'b'yis acherim gamkein tzrich l'mchos b'yado kivin shosef b'shvil gadol. That even if he's not doing it for his father, he's putting out a fire in someone else's house, you still have to stop him from continuing to do so, because he's doing it for the sake of a gadol. So what we learned today in Sif Chav Gimel, we said that if you have a talus that is half on fire, or Rachman son of Sefer Torah that's half on fire, you're allowed to unfold it, unroll it, And if the fire goes out, that's perfectly fine. We had a machlokas whether that means that you don't have that you have to not have kavana to put the fire out, just that it shouldn't spread, or that you're just not allowed to do some wild gesture that makes it much more direct that you're putting the fire out. But you are allowed to have kavana that the fire would go out when you do this. And then. And then in Siv Chav Dalid, we had three opinions about if you have a beged that's half on fire, can you moisten the other half of the beged? The first opinion says, yeah, absolutely. The first opinion says absolutely not, because it's a melacha of mechabe. It's not like when the water is in a kli where it's only a gram kibbutz, it's direct mechabe. Second opinion says, no, it's not mechabe because you're not dousing the flames, but you can't do it with water because that's a violation of kibbutz. And third opinion says it's not even a violation of kibbutz because it's a clean beged, it's not a dirty beged, and therefore it's heter gamur. And the mechaber pasuk is like the middle opinion, that you're just not allowed to use water, but you could use other liquids. And then in Siv Chav Hey, we said that a nachri that comes to put out a fire for you, you don't have to stop him from doing so. We assume it's a daitid nafshei, even though if he were to come to make a fire for you, you would have to stop him from doing so. If a child comes to put out a fire for you, then you do have to stop him, even if you're not his father. He's putting it out for someone else. One does have to stop the child from doing melacha. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tonight we'll have a shiur at the regular time, regular place, where we will learn Se'if Chaf Vav Be'ez Hashem. Have a great day, everybody.